Have you upgraded an appliance in your home and had to shut off most or all of the power while it was installed? That's what it's been like here at WKAR for the past few weeks. We know many of you are asking what's going on with our TV and radio signals, and here to explain is someone who helps keep us on the air, WKAR Radio Chief Engineer Drew Henderson. Hello, Drew.
Thanks, Reginald.
Our antenna is 1,000 feet tall, taller than the Eiffel Tower in Paris and the Renaissance Center's tallest building in Detroit. Why are workers climbing this tower?
If you remember when there was the big controversy about WKAR possibly selling the spectrum for TV, well, the decision was made to keep the spectrum. But the repercussion of that decision is we do have to move to a new channel because the old frequencies that were used from WKAR TV are now going to be repurposed and used by wireless carriers for your phones. I mean, you know, the demand for phones is not going down and there's only so much spectrum. So TV has to move. And that's what was decided for WKAR. So that's what's going on right now. WKAR TV is moving to a new channel.
And that requires putting new equipment up?
The transmitters are on the ground in a building and the antenna that radiates the signal to you, to your television or to your cable provider, that's mounted on the very top of that 1,000-foot tower. All that feed line has to be changed out and removed. So imagine doing that, you know, 500 feet, you know, all the way from the ground up. And then the antenna on the very top of the tower has to be changed out as well. While those people are on the tower, we do have to reduce power in order to keep them safe.
I mean, what if we did not do that? What would they be exposed to?
Basically, there's OSHA rules for how much exposure to RF that, you know, workers are allowed to be.
And what is RF?
That's radio frequency. RF is that's the signals that are coming off the tower. You can't see them. You can't feel them. You can't taste them, touch them, or smell them. But they are there. And if you're standing next to it, it's like radiation. It's like, you know, the X-ray at the doctor or the dentist's office. You know, you don't feel anything, but something has penetrated you. When those people are near our antennas, it can be dangerous to be that close to high fields of RF. So we do have to reduce power to keep the workers safe and not overexpose them.
On the radio side, what happens to our signal on weekdays when we reduce power?
So the crew works, you know, while they've got the sun and while the weather's good. So that means we have to go either off the air or reduce power. So when workers are climbing up and down the tower and working in the vicinity, we do reduce that to about 400 watts. That's a safe level.
And that means it may be harder to hear in some of the outlying areas, correct?
Yep, that's absolutely right. When we're at 400 watts, you're going to be able to hear 90.5 in a car driving around the Lansing area. You're probably okay if you're on MSU's campus, if you're in Meridian Township or East Lansing, inside buildings. But outside that, you're going to start to have a little trouble.
So on days that it's windy, rainy, or snowy, what happens to the workers on those days?
Well, as they're climbing up, you know, to the top of the tower around 1,000 feet, there's nothing protecting them. So if it's windy on the ground, it's definitely going to be windy up there and the tower will be swinging around and it's just not safe for them to work in that type of environment. Imagine climbing around on a jungle gym when it's wet and slippery. You're going to fall off. Now, these people are, you know, working hundreds, you know, 1,000 feet in the air. It's just not safe. It's not safe to lift up and down this heavy equipment when it's windy. I mean, if stuff shakes around or moves, it could stress the tower. So they want to be safe. There have been fatalities even this year from tower workers working on towers. So we don't want that to happen. And I mean, we do want to provide signals as best we can, but safety is paramount.
So any rain, wind, lightning, anything, they're not allowed to go up.
That's right.
We were hoping to have everything done by May 9th, but that's kind of pushed our schedule back.
Correct. I mean, originally we were hoping to have this done by May 1st. So, unforeseen issues. There was some damage caused to TV equipment because of the ice storm in the last part of April, and that delayed things too.
So once this is all done and we go back to full power, will we have regular old WKAR radio back?
Yes, WKER Radio will be back. And even though WKER TV is actually operating and transmitting on a different frequency, when you rescan your TV, it will still be 23.1, 23, 2, 3, and 4.
Well, thank you for joining us, WKER Radio Chief Engineer Drew Henderson, for explaining what's going on with our TV and radio signals here at WKER. And you can look for updates every day at the top of WKER.org. And we thank you for your support and your patience.
Reginald Hardwick, WKAR News.